Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means our friend Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSeaGo.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, you know, we just witnessed the World Series ending 7 games and the Houston Astros claiming victory. A team that rebuilt itself, and now has come and won its first World Series. And wouldn't normally bring up baseball with you unless we were talking about Cooperstown, but Otsego County, I see the board race there. The rebuilding is going on, much like in baseball.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, David, you remember that a year ago now, after Donald Trump was elected president, some Democrats declared that they needed to rebuild the party from the ground up. Well, Otsego County Democrats took that idea seriously. And earlier this year, the county Democratic chairman, Richard Abate, designated a Cooperstown village trustee, Richard Sternberg, he's a retired Bassett doctor, to recruit a slate to run for Otsego County Board. By the time Sternberg was through, he'd signed up a dozen lively first-timers to run for county rep. There's a Johns Hopkins grad who's a software developer for the ACLU. Two are affiliated with SUNY Oneonta. There's a lawyer from a big San Francisco firm who's semi-retired here but is still active in local causes. There's one very interesting woman, an editor, writer, and marketer, who created a business advising companies how to grow. And since moving here, she's selling gluten-free chocolate treats at the farmer's market. So it's been a pretty interesting campaign season, and we covered 3 debates in this week's Freeman's Journal alone. This group is generally reform-minded. Several of them are talking about the need for professional government, of recruiting a county manager. Otsego, as I think I mentioned, is one of only a handful of counties in the state lacking a chief executive. They want to make county government more flexible and responsive by reforming a slow-moving committee system. In the debates, the Republicans are presenting the opposite argument. They say a county manager would be another layer of bureaucracy. They say the committee system is the basis for government in Albany and Washington. It works just fine there and should work just fine here. In our endorsements last week, we supported a reform caucus, Republicans and Democrats looking to make things work better. But this week, those Republicans wrote a letter to the editor calling the reform caucus a figment of some editorial writer's fevered imagination. It's going to be an interesting few days, David, and an interesting election night in this crucible of local democracy. So I'll let you know how things turn out.
Yeah, no matter what party you affiliate yourself with, go out and vote.
Right.
We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, on AllOtSeaGo.com, where you can go to read this story and more. Jim, we'll talk to you next week.
Super. Thank you, David.